Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Eva Rosenberg is with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad she's here, too. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, which is which would give you a little bit of indication about where much of her expertise is, which is taking care of small businesses and the taxes that they have to pay and the compliance, the tax compliance that they have to do. But she's also a pretty darn good pretty handy when it comes to just running and growing your small business, and she's our good friend. Eva, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and how are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, one of the things I find with small businesses is they keep trying to find the right product or the right service to make a good living at, and these days everybody wants to work from home.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. And
it's cool. It's cool to work from home these days, isn't it?
It's cool, but who wants to sit in traffic?
That's right. Well, you know, I was home based when it wasn't cool.
Me too.
People looked at me.
I'm still uncool.
People looked at me like I was a weirdo. Of course, they still do that. But now what? You know, of course, I don't work from home anymore. But it's the culture has really come around, and the technology has made it possible for people to work from home, hasn't it?
The tools are here. In fact, one of the things that I'm doing, and that's what I talk to you about, is there is a totally 110% recession-proof business.
Really?
I talk to you about.
Hmm. It's not drugs.
Can you, and it's not drugs, and it's not cigarettes. Can you guess what it might be? What business never faces recession?
I don't know. What would that be?
Tax preparation.
Right. Well, why didn't I pick up on that? I don't know how I missed that one. I'm a little slow today, I guess, Eva. Tax preparation. Yeah, you're right. I mean, what is it they say? Death and I guess tax preparation and undertaking. I guess those two things are not are recession proof, right?
Oh God.
Death and taxes, right?
Every time IRS simplifies the tax code or Congress simplifies the tax code, it's more complicated. You need more people. More and more people are getting tax help, especially small businesses really need good tax help.
Mm-hmm.
And especially small businesses operating on the Internet, there's a dearth of people who understand how to handle tax issues for people on the Internet.
So you're recommending that people become educated and trained at providing tax help for small businesses from home?
Absolutely. Plus, get licensed. IRS has an exam for enrolled agents. You have to pass three very
tough tests. Of which you are one.
Of which I am one. And I teach a live online interactive IRS exam review course, which happens to start this Saturday.
All right.
And the exam has changed dramatically in the last couple of years. Instead of having to take it once in September and then wait a whole year if you didn't pass, you're able to take it four times, each part of the exam, four times this year.
Hmm.
So there's no way not to pass and get licensed in time for next tax season.
So tell the audience what an enrolled agent is.
An enrolled agent is the nation's only honest-to-goodness tax professional.
Hmm.
We are licensed by the Internal Revenue Service in the U.S. Treasury Department, and we can do representation. We can help. We can step in for people who are facing audits, who are having tax collection problems, who owe IRS money, IRS levies them. We can step in instead of them and do things that nobody else can.
And including CPAs?
CPAs are licensed by the state. They can only operate in their own state.
Mm-hmm.
We can operate anywhere in
the
country.
They really can't operate online, can they?
They can, but basically they're licensed by their state.
Right.
And other states may not recognize them if they try to work with a state agency in another state.
But an enrolled agent is a federal designation.
That's right.
Very interesting.
And so if you're moving around, you know, if you like to travel and so forth, it's really great. I have one guy, one of my students from last year, passed the exam the first time he took it, the exams, and now he wants to close his office, sell his home, bought a motorhome, and he's going to hit the road with a modem, with, you know, one of those Verizon phone cards.
Right.
And email, and he can, and with the tax software, he can service his client base from anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a neat thing.
Because his clients are not resident clients. These are people from wherever they may be who found him online.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. He had an office. They came to him.
Right.
And he's going to sell part of his practice, but the rest of his practice will be people he can talk to on the phone, who can mm-hmm. email him information, or he can drive up there periodically.
Mm-hmm. And what? You know, when people, I think the average person, even though you and I've been talking about enrolled agents mm-hmm. since you and I met years ago. I mean, you were telling us about enrolled agents many years ago, but I think the average person probably has never met an enrolled agent. What do you think?
Oh, the average person probably doesn't even know what an enrolled agent is.
Yeah.
But they're going to
So does
find
that
out.
Make them? I mean, typically, don't they think, oh, wait a minute, if I'm not going to go to H&R Block, I'm going to go to a CPA.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of what most people think?
Not really. People, because first of all, you're going to market your practice to people you already know.
Mm-hmm.
The people you know who are doing business like you are probably not getting help who understands home-based businesses or internet businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. You understand how those work. Mm-hmm. Now you need to understand the tax laws related to that. And they're not that hard. It's a lot of
And so
hard.
you're saying that there actually is a niche for enrolled agents, for tax preparers, tax professionals, for businesses who are strictly home-based and internet businesses.
And even direct marketers.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few people out there who understand the industry and who can really work with people that, you know, that you and I are dealing with. I get this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People, I get calls, I don't know, I have to turn away about 3 or 4 clients every single day.
Hmm.
Because Tax Mama isn't taking clients. Tax Mama is building a database of experts who can
right.
take her client referrals.
I see. When we come back, folks, I'm going to get Eva to give us the date and the terms of this program she's got coming up on the weekend. And also, we're going to talk about how to put this deal together and how to make it work. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is an enrolled agent. She does teach others how to become enrolled agents, and you're going to be doing that this weekend, aren't you, Eva?
I am. We're going to start that Saturday morning at 8 o'clock Pacific.
Is that a virtual course?
It's a live course. It's online. People can talk to each other. They can ask questions.
Wow. Now, walk us through this. So you're going to teach a course, and how many steps, how long is it going to take me to get to become an enrolled agent? What's the process?
Well, I'm going to teach you how to pass 3 separate exams.
Yeah.
So we're going.
You're going to
do
that in one day, or is this going to be more than one day that we have to go?
Each course is going to run on Tuesday and Thursday evening and Saturday morning for about a month at a time.
Hmm.
And we have students from Hiroshima, Japan.
Wow.
From Hawaii, instructors in Portugal. We have students and instructors in 16 time zones now.
But now, how are you teaching them how to do taxes in those different countries?
Well, they're going to be doing U.S. taxes.
Wow!
They want certification.
Somebody from Japan is going to become an enrolled agent to do business to help businesses in the United States with their taxes.
Now, is this the most amazing thing? Let me tell you.
Is this a great world or what?
Let me tell you what the qualifications are. This is so cool. You don't already have to be a tax expert. You don't have to have a degree. There is no minimum age. Great thing for college students.
Or how about somebody who's retired?
For retirees. And you don't need to live in the United States. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen.
All you got to do is have access to the Internet.
All you have to do
How do we
is,
know? How do we know?
All you have to do is know enough about taxes to be able to pass the toughest tax exam on the planet.
Well, give us that address so we can get to the course on Saturday.
It's irsexam.com or irsexams.com.
All right. Is that your website?
That is my website.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be teaching live online. You need a computer with a speaker, which if you're listening to us today, you already have.
Right.
And it wouldn't hurt if you had a microphone, because then you can talk to us instead of sitting there pecking away at your keyboard.
Right.
And we
What's the cost?
Oh, the cost, if you're doing it self-study, it's $575. If you're doing it with a live class, it's $900. And that's your cost for the whole year, no matter how many times you need to take the exam over.
And so you'll help them. So they need to come back and go to how many courses, how many times would they need to go to spend with you in order to be reasonably prepared to take the test?
If they come to all of the sessions and do the homework, study with their study buddies, they need to come to 3 months' worth of sessions. It's going to be a lot of work.
Right.
You're going to give up the summer, but you're going to have a license that will let you earn $100,000 or $200,000 or $1 million next year.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Not $1 million. That's a lot of money to preparing taxes.
That's right. There are people who build the right kind of practice, and I'll teach them how to build the right kind of practice, where they can earn $1 million doing tax returns.
Well, let me just quit doing what I'm doing. I'll be there on Saturday. You know, I'd like to earn $1 million.
Absolutely.
I'm not making $1 million on the radio.
Well.
It's something under $1 million. It's something under $1 million, Eva.
Something just a little under.
Something under $1 million. Yeah. Okay. So, how do we find our customers if we do this?
Well, you start with friends. You start with people like yourself. You go to your Chamber of Commerce. You start with people you know and practice on them, because they won't be upset if you make some mistakes. Mm. And part of what we do at the end of the class in July, we're going to have a workshop on exactly how to find the clients, how to get local publicity, how to build your base, and how to structure your practice.
And this is to do personal and small business taxes?
Absolutely.
And this is just to help them. Do enrolled agents also do tax planning as well as tax preparation?
They do tax planning. They do estate planning. They do all kinds of things, and everybody has an interest. You know, supposing your interest and your hobby is you're a bowler. Can you just imagine picking up all the people in your bowling league as clients?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that everybody knows you at your bowling alley. You're a fisherman. You hang out with people on your boat. Some people just go to cruises, and they talk to everybody on the cruises and pick them up. You can just pick up the people you want.
How could we find out more about enrolled agents if we just wanted to learn a little bit more and go snoop around and see if we can find out more about the enrolled agent idea, the whole concept of it? How could we find out more about that?
IRSexams.com. I've got information about everything.
So we can read about that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an IRS sanctioned program, right?
Absolutely. Well.
Yeah.
IRS offers the exam, and I'm kind of in the pivotal point in the industry, pulling together all the people in the industry who offer training for the enrollment.
You're trying to be a bureau, a sort of a nexus between all the other professionals in this area, aren't you?
That's right, and between all the other people offering courses in this area.
Right.
I'm trying to put together kind of a union to represent us before IRS.
I see. Well, you'll have to keep us posted on that. Give us your website again, Eva.
It's irsexams.com.
irsexams.com. Also, what about taxmama.com?
Taxmama.com is
that one
there
too.
With questions, information, everything.
Small Business Taxes Made Easy is the book. Thanks, Eva. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Over and out.
Quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling in the USA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.